Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan strikes out. There goes Bailey. The throw from Coleman and Bailey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crane Poole. Alou reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Crane Poole strikes out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carmel hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cannell. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Marichal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran strikes out. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Tracy Stallard. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marichal hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel strikes out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hazu Alou now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mays trying to get to third. Cranepool throws the ball into Hickman, who tags Mays for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Coleman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. It's 6-0, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Al Moran. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Ed Botta. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Grover Powell now pitching. Ted Schreiber now playing shortstop. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-4 in the game. Hiller strikes out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carmel strikes out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.